Hello and welcome to the 9-part How Do I video series on Microsoft Web Matrix. You are currently watching part 9 of the series, How Do I Publish a Website to the Internet Using the Web Matrix Tool. In this example, we will demonstrate how to get an application published onto the Internet using the Web Matrix Tool. Before we start publishing the website, let's have a look at the final result of part 8 of the series. The page shows a delete link with each of the movies. In this part of the series, we will publish the movie's website on the internet using a free hosting provider, http://www2.appliedi.net. Also, we will keep this application synchronized between the server and the development machine. So let's begin with the sign-up process on a free hosting provider. To do this, let's navigate to the site http://www2.appliedi.net/webmatrixsignup. The signup window opens up. Here, enter the basic details to create the account, namely the username, first name, last name, and the email address. Then click Create Account to create the account. After some time, you'll get an email from support@appliedi.net, which contains all the necessary information required to publish the website. Next, let's configure the Web Matrix tool to publish the movie's website on http://www2.appliedi.net. To do this, click the Publish drop-down arrow and then click Settings. The Publish Settings dialog opens up. Here, enter the details that you got from the email. Then click Validate Connection to make sure that the settings are correct. The Connected Successfully tick box is displayed. After this, click Save to exit the Publish Settings dialog box. Next, click the Publish drop-down arrow again, and then click Publish. The Publish Preview window opens up. Depending on what has been done recently, it shows different settings every time, particularly the first time when there are lots of file dependencies that are on the development PC, but not on the server. Here, make sure that the movies.sdf checkbox is checked, and then click Continue. Now the publishing gets started and the progress is shown in the yellow bar at the bottom of the Web Matrix window. After the process is finished, the URL of the published site is displayed at the bottom of the screen. Next, click this URL and see the site running on the internet. After this, select Add a New Movie and then fill in the form. The database gets updated and the new movie is added to the movies list. Now we have two separate sites, the one on the internet server that has the new movie, and the other one on the local machine that doesn't have the new movie. So let's see how to keep this application synchronized between the server and the development machine. To do this, click the Publish drop-down arrow, and then click Download Published Site. Here it shows a list of all the files that have been changed on the live site. It allows us to download and overwrite the local files, including the database as well. Now click Continue to download the files from the live site. After the download is complete, the yellow bar is displayed at the bottom of the Web Matrix window, showing a Downloading Complete tick box. Now let's run the site again to verify the updates. It shows all the 6 movies on the development box, which means that it has been synchronized with the live site. This sample application shows how you can publish the website on the internet using the Web Matrix tool and how to keep the application synchronized between the server and the development machine. Thanks for watching the video. Hope you enjoyed it and see you next time.